We are in Simin Resh Mem Beis, and we are up to the Ramah now. The Halachas of Kavod and Onig Shabbos. Says the Ramah. Haga noagim lolush kedei shir chala babayis, lasos mehem lachmim livtsoa leim b'shabbos v'yontif. There's a mitzvah to knead dough, we're knowing to knead dough in the amount of the shir chala, in order to use them for your lechem mishnah that you're going to use after kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. V'hu mekavet Shabbos v'yontif, that is the covet of Shabbos and Yontif, ve'ein l'shanos. And the Ramah says you should not do otherwise. Now what is this? So first of all, the kneading, the baking, this is all covet Shabbos, that an erev Shabbos, you're showing that I'm a chavet Shabbos by preparing for Shabbos. There's also an added thing, and that is that there's a mitzvah to do hafrashas challah, for a woman to do hafrashas challah on erev Shabbos. Why is that? Because chava destroyed chaloso shel olam. Odom Arishin is considered chaloso shel olam. Hashem kneaded him and turned him into the challah of the world. She went and was makalkal that with the Eitz Hadas and caused nisa to him, and that happened on erev Shabbos. So her tikkun for that is to be mafresh challah on erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's best not to rely on pas palter on Shabbos. Now, what is this? The halachi is that Chazal asud pas akum. Bread that is baked by a non-Jew, even if all the ingredients are kosher, is not to be eaten by a Jew. They wanted to prohibit it under all circumstances. But it was a gzeirah she'ein rov hatzivur yichol en lamod ba. It was too difficult. So what Kal Yisrael accepted upon itself was that you don't eat the private bread of a non-Jew, but the bakery bread of a non-Jew, that is permissible. Nevertheless, there's a chumrah, since Chazal wanted to answer that too, there's a chumrah not to eat it. On Shabbos, certainly for the Lecha Mishnah, you should try to avoid paspalter if you can at all. It should barely be Jewish bread. How about the rest of the bread for the meal, not just the Lecha Mishnah? The Mishnah Berurah in that brings a machlokas. Whether or not you should be zar altogether on all of paspalter and all of Shabbos. The Bir Halacha talks about those who go and buy challah at the bakers instead of baking the kavod Shabbos, because they are being mevatel kavod Shabbos, they're mamayit in kavod Shabbos. So there's a common shaila that people ask, which is, what if this woman's been trying, but she can't quite bake challahs the way the bakery does? So what's better, to do her own afiyas challah on erev Shabbos and have everybody eat her challah, or to get the bakery's challahs, which are a real tainug, a real onig Shabbos, everyone likes them so much better? What's more chashuv? The mashmas, so as far as inyanim are concerned, of course, the inyan of chaloso shel olam, you are not makayim by bakery bread, by bakery challah. The mashmas of the Bir Halacha is that the reason, the basis in Halacha for telling you not to buy bakery bread is Kavod Shabbos, for you personally, for the woman herself, to go and knead dough and bake it for Kavod Shabbos. Based on that, we now have a shaila. What is more chashuv? A higher degree of Onik Shabbos or Kavod Shabbos? So this is something we're going to discuss, I guess, at length a little bit later. I'll just mention the basic idea. There's a halacha that it is kavod Shabbos to have your meal in a place that the neiros are, a place that is lit. So there's a shaila, what happens if where the candles are lit, you get lots of flies and they're disturbing you? So if you are to have onik Shabbos, you're going to have to eat elsewhere where there's no light, which will not be kavod Shabbos. What's more chashuv? The halacha is that if it's really difficult, if it's really disturbing your onik Shabbos, the halacha is that your onik Shabbos will outweigh the kavod Shabbos. It means onik Shabbos is more chashuv than onik Shabbos. Excuse me, onik Shabbos is more chashuv than kavod Shabbos. If that's the case, then it would sound like we would say the same thing here. To have your own challahs that don't taste all that great as kavod Shabbos, or to have bakery challahs that are really good, that would be onik Shabbos against kavod Shabbos. But hold off on the lamaisa until we get a little bit later, because it sounds like it's got to be like really drastic. Like it's really disturbing your onik Shabbos. So that if say the family knows that they have the opportunity of these sumptuous challahs from the bakery, and instead they're stuck baking whatever you're putting together over there, and it's really disturbing them, there we would certainly say the halacha is so. Whereas if it's just a matter of degrees, and your challahs are fine, the bakery outdoes you, but your challahs are fine, then being Mekayim, both of them, being Mekayim Onig Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos would certainly be the ideal. That's what it sounds like. We'll get into the details and try to quantify it a little better when we get to that particular Shaila. Now, the Mishnah Brura, yeah, well, let's go a little further first in the Ramah. Yesh Shekosu, there are those who say, Shebemikzas Mekomis, Nogu Lechol Mulaisa, Shekorin Pashtida Belel Shabbos, that in many places, in some places, they are noach to eat melisa, which is called pashtid on Leil Shabbos, zecher l'mon. What is this? This is a filled dough. Zecher l'mon. This is as a zecher to the mon. Shehaya mechusa l'malo l'mata. The mon, too, was covered underneath and on top with the dew, with the towel. So here, too, what we do is we have bread on top and on the bottom and have the food in between. The Ramah says Lo Ra'isi Lo Chush Lazeh, but the Mishnah Brura brings down that is the minhag. Now, in terms of the minhag today, we eat kugel. As far as eating pashtida on Shabbos, not necessarily. But there's a very important bir halach here. The bir halacha brings the question: why are we making a zecher laman on Shabbos the day that it didn't fall? The Mishnah Brura brings another reason, which really covers things that we have been discussing up until now. He says that since Shabbos is me'en olam haba, there are those who taina that on Shabbos you should have everything that they're going to have in olam haba, that we're going to have in olam haba. Peshor habor is meat, the levayasim is fish, yayin hamashumer is the wine, and there's going to be a mon la'asid lavo as well. Therefore, we make a zecher to that by having meat, fish, wine, as well as pashtida on Shabbos. Now, based on this, it would turn out that there's an inyan of having meat and fish on Shabbos, even for somebody who prefers having something else. Because meat and fish we will be having in Olam Haba, and as the Me'ein Olam Haba, we should be having that on Shabbos. So, halacha lamaisa. Al-Pidin, what counts is that it be choshev, so it be kovet Shabbos, that you like it, so it be onik Shabbos. There are no objective halachas, but if you could also be Mekayim this inyan of having fish, meat, wine, as well as pashtida, that's really the ideal.